Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday.
And LP just called me saying she couldn't call into the line. Now, she ought to be able to call in now. I mean, the line is open. And we can stay in Hollywood. The show must go up. I don't know why it's Susan now. This is PAG, your host. But only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. We love you as a ceremony to go to with our father and get awarded something at work again. And E, I don't know what she got. But this is PAG. And it's time to use it down.
And there you go. The first item I got, and I really want to call LP and put her on my phone, then that way we'll be on, but that'll give y'all a little bit of air nothingness, like the U channel a long time ago, with nothing but static. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just continue on by myself here. Hopefully she might get through. I don't know what's going on. Professor Pamela F. Carlin at the impeachment hearings was very strong and seemed like she had her mind made up on how she felt about the impeachment situation. She was strong, just like Fiona Hill was in her testimony. Then she said Trump can have his son named Barron, but he cannot make him a Barron, which prompted Melania Trump to say a minor child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. Pamela Carlisle, you should be ashamed of your very angrily and obviously biased public pandering using a child to do so. I don't like Melania Trump because she stole a speech. I don't like Melania Trump because she wore that jacket that says, "I don't care" on the back of it, while going down to the border, seeing the kids in cages. I don't like Melania Trump because she sounds like Natasha on Bullwinkle. I know I'm petty, but it's true. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play a song right now and try to get LP back on the line with me. Hopefully. Here we go.
Come on, what's the way?
I want to know, because we was on mute when we was talking. I got LP on the line. I want to know, did you see any of that impeachment trial, or you just didn't pay attention to it, especially when the professor was talking, Professor Carlisle?
Who are you talking to?
I'm only talking to you. Me and you, the only ones on the line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I seen it.
What did you think when she said, because this is what I started with, Trump can have a son named Barron, but he can't make him a Barron. And then Melania Trump came back saying that a minor child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. Pamela Carlisle, you should be ashamed of your very angry and obvious bias of public pandering and using the child to do so. What did you think of this craziness? Because I already said why I don't like Melania Trump. I didn't say she was a stripper, too. Okay.
Well, basically with her, it's just like her husband, she needs to pay attention to that with her husband, because her husband has used Barron's name so many times, him on tax shelters and everything. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
So it was going to come around anyway then, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you think she had a right to be mad, though?
Possibly, yeah. But
it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like she was talking about her son straight up.
Oh, no, she wasn't talking about her son straight up. It's just the name.
Yeah, she mentioned his name.
Uh-huh.
Okay, D.C. neighborhood voted to rename the street in front of the Saudi embassy, named the street for Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist from Washington Post that was killed allegedly by the Saudis. Is that goose for the gander too?
Yes, definitely.
I wonder how they're gonna feel that we on the same street as the dude that y'all was supposedly killed. That ain't gonna taste right going to work then. They might close the embassy down. They might close it down just because of that.
What? Well, I mean, you remember with Trump's friend overseas, Netanyahu, how he was going to name a street after Trump. So the world is messed up.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you on that. Okay, the next one. Deutsche Bank executive who signed off on Trump's loans commits suicide. Thomas Bowers died November 19th. He was 55. His wife had mysteriously died in 2017 from unknown causes. He hung himself. He had left the bank in 2015. Do you think this has something to do with the guiltiness of them, doing some underhanded stuff for Trump with the bank?
Yes, most definitely. Ain't nothing but guilt.
To hang yourself, though?
Yeah. You had other people sit in their cars, and I think it was for Enron. He sat in his car, and he went and killed himself. He shot himself. So, I mean, no, they can take any method, but, I mean, basically it's just like that ain't nothing but guilt.
Okay, what about Trump cutting off these food stamps? I put that on Facebook today, though. I was heated about that. But these food stamps, they cutting off, and they're blaming it on due to a good economy. Everybody can go get a job now, so they're going to cut these food stamps. Unless they really, truly need it, and they got to be almost down and out almost. But you just can't be hungry, though. And I wrote on Facebook, and because of the good economy, the price of the food didn't go down, and nobody didn't get no raises because of a good economy. So I don't understand why they taking the food stamps away. And I think they think mainly a lot of black people use food stamps, and there are some, but there's more white people on food stamps than us. What do you think about that?
Well, the hillbillies, they actually see in their true Trump and everything when they're in the line for the food, soup line and everything. But he's got it as to where, remember how they used to have, I guess, the state or county or whoever had a waiver saying there are no jobs here?
Right.
He's going to make them people who don't have jobs just move around. I don't agree with it. I agree that no American should go hungry.
I don't agree with that. I didn't agree when he stopped the food trucks. What was it? The food trucks that was going around feeding people?
Uh-huh.
It was a food truck, but I forgot what it's called. They were doing that. The kids that got free lunches in school, they stopped that. You know, this administration rules are cruel. I mean, very cruel. And I know karma always comes around to get somebody.
Well, he's looking at money. He's looking at $5 billion.
Yeah, but okay, so where is the money going to go to? Him?
His wall, of course.
Yeah, but they ain't even building the wall, even though they say they are. That's another
one. Well, then it may be going for Rudy Giuliani's Crips and stuff. I don't know.
Let me go to the next one. Congress, wait a minute, this is another one right here. Texas Temple Police in Temple, Texas, outside of Fort Hood, reportedly killed a black man, Michael Dean. He made a rolling stop at a stop sign. He was unarmed. Police have reported no struggle or sudden movement. Family demands to see body cam or dash cam footage. Dean was 28, father of three girls. He stocked auto parts for a living. He was shot in the head. It happened on Monday of this week. Family wasn't told until 1:30 a.m., and he was pronounced dead already at 8:20 p.m. See how long they staggered that out before they told the family?
Mm-hmm.
Your opinion on this craziness that's going on?
They're going to have to try to justify that. I mean, basically, was it a stop and frisk? What was it? I mean, you're not going to know until you see the footage, until I see the footage. And basically, I don't see any justification for a rolling stop. Okay, they could even win in a high-speed pursuit, but yet and still, a rolling stop, come on now. They got the license plate number. They know where to find the person. So that's not really endangering anybody's life.
Yeah. The way I feel about it, I feel like it's just open season on black men.
Yeah, it is. And black women.
Yeah, black and brown people, really.
Yeah, well, you remember Sandra Bland, how they went and, how the man went and, how she killed herself, well, how she died mysteriously in jail and after a traffic stop.
I think because if I didn't have a disabled vet on my license plate, I would have been shot already.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
And plus, I got Dallas Cowboy plates in the front.
Okay.
Now, I think you're supposed to have two plates, aren't you? Or is that That's the old rule.
Well, here I got two plates.
Well, you know, I live in Texas too. I think it's a state. It'd be a state rule, not a city rule.
Yeah.
I think I think there's a new one because I got mine like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's a new rule. You can have one plate now.
I'm not going to try it because some of the police probably didn't get the memo. I don't want them stopping me.
Yeah, they ain't stopped me. And I've been down here since 2015. I've been rolling like that since then.
Okay, well, hopefully I won't see you on the news.
You ain't going to see me. Because I can't do too much. I can't get out of beat nobody.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And when I do get out, I'll be like, sir, it's going to take a minute now. See, I can't just jump out. I got these steel knees, and all these ligaments and tendons is still jacked up. I can't just jump out.
Oh, they'll make you walk the line no matter what.
Oh, they can make me walk the line, but I'm going to need a cane. Just keep my walker in the car, though.
Okay.
What do you think of the Democratic race now? Joe calling folks liars? Kamala?
That was a damn liar.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say it the real way. Kamala's
Okay.
out the race. Buttigieg
uh-huh.
can't get no black vote. Who are you with, LP, in this Democratic race? And they got, like Cory Booker said, they got more billionaires in the race than black people.
Yeah, they do.
Who do you like?
I still like Amy Klobuchar, but I'll go for Joe Biden, between Joe Biden and her.
I feel like that dude, when that old dude said Joe was too old, that's the way I feel. I want my president a little chipper. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But we're going with someone who can beat Trump. And
it don't matter to me because in the end, if y'all pick Buttigieg or anybody else, I'm still voting for these guys. But I'm just saying, I know who I personally want. I like Warren because of the different policies she set out. He just can't figure out how we're going to get that free health care for everybody.
What's
he going to pay for it?
With Joe, he had his dose of cultural diversity for 8 years with Obama. Okay? This Medicare for All, that's you have to see how you want to fund it.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like you. Anybody that can beat Trump, if Buttigieg can beat Trump, if Amy Klobuchar can beat Trump, if Cory Booker can beat, if anybody can, even Lori, if you was running, if you could beat Trump, I'd be
now everybody you. Know. Now everybody know my name. Thanks.
It ain't like I said your last name.
Okay.
Lori Jeter. Okay.
Whatever.
You good now?
Yeah, I'll be getting with you later on.
They're going to be like, what? Lori Jeter, ain't that his last name?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. After the shooting in Pensacola Navy Station, there was another one in Pearl Harbor, right? The same week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But these thoughts and prayers, I put it on Facebook, and I'm just going to tell you what happened. I put thoughts and prayers on Facebook, and all I did was put thoughts and prayers because that's all they say all the time. I said, really? I put question mark. So my boy, who's really religious, come on in and say, ain't nothing wrong with thoughts and see, I'm not too religious. I almost cussed him out. Like, I ain't talking about that. You know what I'm saying? I was referring to what these public officials always say as an excuse for all these shootings. and never really taking charge of the fact that, you know, you have the power to change some of these gun control laws.
Uh-huh.
Hearing Thoughts and Prayers, they were saying that when Obama was in and the kids got shot at that school.
Uh-huh.
Thoughts and Prayers ain't helping us along with this situation that's been going on more than a couple of decades. So when I wrote it on there, he's talking about, you know, I believe in God and all. Dude, this ain't what it's about. That ain't why I said it. I said if you knew about anything about politics, you would understand what I said. And he still said he knew about politics. Well, obviously you don't. Because I'm friends with about 5 bishops and 20 preachers, and ain't nobody else said nothing else. They knew what I was talking about. So you know what I'm saying? You just got new 2 years ago in the church. Calm your holy ass down. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
I didn't because I wanted to be Christianly.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think about them saying these thoughts and prayers after all these shootings and nothing ever gets done? And now we're finding out that he may have been a terrorist. He was with the Royal Saudi Air Force. He was 21 years old. Muhammad Al-Sharami. He killed 3 people and wounded 8. What do you think about this situation that happened in Pensacola?
I was more concerned about Trump's reaction. Trump went and said the Saudi king was going to take care of everything. I guess he thinks that the man's going to fork over some money. And how he was not concerned about, he's just thrown everything to the Saudis and everything. And you need to go ahead and examine your betting practices and everything. He might have got radicalized here, but basically I don't know. But you need to look into this.
You remember when we was in the service? I know that people from other countries would come and go to school.
Yeah, I worked at the Command and General Staff College.
Okay, did you know? And I knew when I worked on Fort Benning, a lot of those soldiers from Mexico, from South America, would. Matter of fact, what's his name? Hussein, what's his name? The one in Iraq, he came to Fort Benning and studied.
Uh-huh.
And so did the dude that was in charge down in Panama before they put him in jail. He came and studied at Fort Benning. So a lot of different people from other countries that turned out to be leaders and corrupt came and studied in the United States under our military, learning military, you know, rules, regulations, customs, and maneuvers, and different on different equipment and all that. So, I mean, you never know who's coming over here. I mean, you can vet them and vet them. Should we stop having our foreign allies, so-called allies, and soldiers come over and train over here in the United States? Should we stop that?
No, I mean, one bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch. But if we get more or whatever, hey, we got to postpone this or just put a halt to it.
Or either we go over there and train them in their own country.
Good luck. Yeah, as long as they got orders to go over there, they would.
Yeah, we do got people that go over and train other soldiers, and you know, our allies. We go over and train them in other countries. I mean, it just would be more money TDY.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole lot more money.
I guess that these other countries are paying for them to stay over in the United States or whatever. But basically, if they get another one or whatever, or they see a pattern of these things, they can go ahead and they can put a halt on it right now. until they find out a good way to vet most of these people.
Yeah, I don't even see how you could vet them. I really don't. Because he was in he was already in the Air Force over there. So, I mean, hell, you would think he got, it doesn't put somebody off the street and said, come on, man, you going to be in the Air Force. You know what I mean? I'm sure he had to get trained a little bit over there.
Uh-huh.
And vetted over there a little bit.
Yeah, but this has been happening for years, and we haven't had it like this before.
Well, we never had, we hardly had anybody in the military do anything like, I mean, there was killings, of course. There's been shootings in the military before, but it wasn't terrorism. You know what I mean?
Well, it was that one major, I guess his name was Hassan or whatever, in Fort, in Texas, here.
Yeah, Fort Hood, I know. But he was part of, he didn't come over from the country. He was already here.
Yeah.
He was a terrorist, homegrown terrorist that probably been
mm-hmm.
converted, you know. But
yeah.
He was already in our service. I'm talking about the people that don't even live here that come over here to train and all that. Might need to change, you know, we might need to change the way we do it, like you said.
Yeah, we need to do something. Because this will not do. I mean, one soldier dying is one too many.
You ain't kidding. Over something like that. The next one,
mm-hmm.
the last one. Trump cuts NATO trip short after Trudeau, or it's Nelson, Macron, laughed on him on a video open mic. And Trump called Trudeau two-faced. What do you think of that craziness? It's not like little kids like they did on Saturday night, the little kids at the lunchroom.
Yeah, but you forgot Boris was in there, too. Okay, basically, you remember last year when Trump went and said all them people were laughing with him? Now he had a dose of reality. All them people are laughing at him.
And remember he said at the very beginning, America's being laughed at?
Yeah, because he's making a scene because we're so divided and everything. No, we're not being laughed at. He's being laughed at.
Yeah.
And I guess he's probably going to raise their tariffs and everything. He already said for those people who weren't paying and everything. Why is he all in their business?
He's raising the tariffs now for France.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he wanted to do that. But when he went and said at that, when he was saying, well, I guess I'm going home early or whatever, it made it seem like he going to take his ball and they can't play ball no more or whatever. And it's just like, really, I guess that them people were not going ahead, them leaders were not going to go ahead and bow down to him like the leader of Ukraine because they're not scared of him. They stood up to him.
Yeah,
and he didn't like that.
Ukraine is new, and he wasn't even in politics before. So, and he needed that. You know, you treat somebody nice when they owe you the money. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to make this mug mad. I gotta get my $20. Then I call that mug. You know, I'll cuss them out if they get my money. But
yeah.
I give them money.
Yeah. Yeah. But the other countries were not scared of him. I'm glad that he finally seen that. But he's still a separatist. I mean, he didn't want to be bothered by them people anyway. He thought they were his friends, but it was a dose of reality. You're stupid. He's a fake and a fraud and a part-time broad.
You always say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said you always say that.
Yeah, that's all it is. Only
30 and the music is coming on to let us know that we done did 30. Sunday.
Okay.
I want to say thank you, LP, for calling me or answering the phone so I can get you on here. I don't know what's wrong. I got to report it to Blog Talk once I get off. I do not know what's wrong. Because I got a couple shows coming up next year with some singers and a couple This one girl from Ohio, I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to let you go. This one girl from Ohio, she sings. So I heard one of her songs, and they were, you know, this sounds good. So I had hit her up on Facebook and said, hey, I'd love for you to be on my show. And she said, well, Taz, I don't know, because right now I'm going through a change, and I'm getting ready to get in the church, and I don't do that music no more. So I said, but you can still do music, right? I told you, you can still do music. Just have it reflect, you know, how you feel in your life, you know? So
yeah.
She ain't say nothing. Trying to find out she dropped the album this year, and that song sounds so good. I like, and she sing, it's not like where you go, you listen to it and just automatically say that's a church song. She's doing the same kind of music, but she changed the lyrics.
Yeah.
And she got a song called I'm Good, talking about God's good and I'm good. And I didn't know I could find somebody that would love me back and care about me. And I was like, oh, I'm feeling this song for real. So I had told her that. I felt like I have a little part in motivating her to, you know, do her music again. So I hit her up again this time and said, look, you're going to be on the show for real this time. There ain't no getting out of it. And she said,
okay.
Yeah, she's about 30-something. She lives in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and just got married, too. So I'm really happy for her.
Oh, yeah. God bless her.
Thank you, LP, for calling in.
Okay, well, no problem. Holla.
Yeah, and Donna, like I said, Donna had her thing she had to go through with her father. Normally, sometimes she'd be in church. So you know how them sanctify folks at church all day long.
Bless their heart.
You take care, LP.
Okay, bye-bye.